Welcome in, and thanks for joining us for another edition of SU Ag Podcast. I'm Dexter Newman.
We have with us today Stephanie Elwood. She is an Extension Associate and a licensed horticulturalist with the Southern University Ag Center. Thanks for being with us today, Stephanie.
Hi, Dexter. Happy to be here.
Okay. And Stephanie, look, the fall season is here. And before you know it, winter will be up on us. Let's get right to it. And for those who would like to plant vegetables this fall, are there necessary prep steps before putting seeds in the ground?
Absolutely. So right now is the time where you change from your spring garden into your fall garden. That means everything that you had planted in the spring needs to come out, and you need to basically prep your bed for a new season. So you can add compost, you can add soil to it, and then we always want to put mulch on top to help keep the weeds down and keep the moisture in.
Okay. Now, as far as your mulch, I don't want to get too far off on it, but what about bark, pine straw? What do you recommend?
Great question. When you're doing a vegetable garden, we definitely recommend pine straw. You do not want to put pine bark mulch or any type of bark mulch into your garden, because the breakdown process of that bark into soil creates an acidic environment for the soil, and that's not good for our vegetable plants. So definitely go with pine straw, hay, or leaves for your vegetable garden mulch.
Okay, very good. What are some vegetable crops that can be planted at this time?
So right now, going into the fall, it is the absolute perfect time to put in the ground mustard greens, collard greens, cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli, and then also root crops like carrot, beet, radish, and turnips, to name a few.
Okay. Yeah, all that sounds good. Stephanie, you're making me hungry.
Right.
Yeah, it's good eating. Whole foods. Let's jump into ornamentals right quick. Should ornamentals from the spring be removed from your garden?
So, Dexter, it depends on if your ornamentals are perennials or if they're annuals. Now, annuals are the plants that give a lot of color and have a lot of show, but they are seasonal annuals, which means some of them prefer the warm season and some prefer the cold. So if you have annual ornamental plants, such as things for the summertime, like vincas and zinnias, those things will actually die whenever the frost comes. So those do need to be removed. And then we can plant some annual cold weather crops, such as pansies, petunias, snapdragons, and that'll give a nice pop to your garden. Now, if you have ornamentals that are perennials, which means they live year after year after year, you do not need to remove them. You have to realize that some of them will die back in the wintertime. However, in the spring, they will come back every year, saving you lots of money on plants, just knowing that plant's waiting there dormant for you until the spring comes to bloom again.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Stephanie Elwood, Extension Associate and Licensed Horticulturalist for the SU Ag Center. She is giving us fall garden tips for a successful season. You're listening to the SU Ag Podcast.
And can herbs be planted in the fall?
Definitely. So some good herbs for the fall to plant in the fall are parsley. Cilantro absolutely loves the cooler weather. Dill, celery can be known as an herb. Those do well as well. Rosemary is a perennial, so that can be planted right now and enjoyed all year round.
At this time, September, October, fall season, is it too warm to plant larger perennials and shrubs? I know that, you know, we've had such a warm summer, we're breaking records, 100 degrees and more for months. So I'll let you answer.
Not to mention the drought that we've been in, Dexter.
Exactly, the drought.
Great question. So right now, fall and spring are actually really good times to plant larger perennials and shrubs. Mm-hmm. However, when you first plant a 3-gallon, 5-gallon, 7-gallon plant, you have to make sure that you water it in for a good 2 to 4 months until those roots start to go into the natural soil. So I would say that it is a good time, as the temperatures are decreasing, to plant your bigger shrubs, but please make sure that you water them.
Okay. So water is the big thing. Make sure you water.
Yes.
Okay. Which fruit trees are the best for Louisiana, and when should the trees be fertilized?
Okay, great question. So Louisiana is kind of split into North Louisiana and South Louisiana. In South Louisiana, we can grow a lot of fruit trees, including citrus, which would be satsuma, lemon, navel orange, lime, key lime, even grapefruit. So those do really well down here in the South. Now is a great time to plant them, any of the citrus trees. It is also a great time to plant plums, pears, muscadines. So the fall is a good time to plant, and the spring is a good time to plant your fruit trees. However, if we're up in North Louisiana, we do not recommend planting citrus up in the north. Different things like plums, figs, they thrive up in North Louisiana. However, it is still a great time to plant. Again, making sure that you water in really well when you plant your fruit trees. And then come February, Dexter, is when we actually want to fertilize our fruit trees to make sure that they're getting what they need to be able to make those flowers that make the fruit later in the season.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that. And Stephanie, if a garden or a farmer experiences a frost, and that may be far-fetched due to the drought we've had, but you never know, what can be used to protect crops this fall and winter?
So believe it or not, a drought is actually more detrimental to a frost than it would be if we had a lot of rain. So whenever a frost comes below that 32 degree temperature, below freezing point or anywhere close, whenever we water our plants, it actually insulates the roots. So we want to make sure that if a frost is coming, that our garden is watered. And then also to be able to cover our plants with any type of frost cover or even like a sheet from our house. That way the dew doesn't set on the leaves and cause frost damage if the temperatures are below that 32 degree mark.
Stephanie, hey, look, we thank you for stopping by to answer a few of our questions. And as always, it's been a pleasure speaking with you on the SU Ag Podcast Show.
Thank you, Dexter. Thanks so much for having me, and happy planting to everyone.
And to everyone listening, take care, and we'll see you later.
You have been listening to the SU Ag Podcast, brought to you by the Southern University Ag Center.
This virus may be around all year long, all the time. That's what it's done to us so far. And we could expect it to stay with us. So our really only hope is that vaccine.
Now that COVID-19 vaccines are available, it's critical that all of us get it.
We won't get through this unless everyone takes part.
The vaccine is fine. I've got mine. Now it's time to get yours.
It's a team effort. So let's play fair. If we all pull together, it's a win-win for us all.